Yetzer. But maybe the Yetzer of the Gufay. Versus Ad Rabba. For Yetzer the Gufay, maybe by Yivra Lafnuyin. And maybe the word when it says by Yivra Lakim Es Odom, that's extra to make a drosha. And therefore, Vadon and Briyam and Briya, I should learn out that when the Pasek says by Yivra Lakim Es Atanina Magdalen, the big fish, that's also called a Leda. Phoenicia gives him, helps him his carriage. Something look like Tanina Magdalen, she should be Tameya. Elding Mursa is like this. Vayetzer Mufna Mishnez Dodim. The Vayetzer is extra both here by Odom and also by Behemoth, says the word Vayetzer twice over there. Mufna Gabi Yodim and Mufna Gabi Behemoth. But Vayivra, that that it says Vayivra Gabi Yodim Mufna, it's only extra if you want, even if you wanted to say the Vayetzer is the Ikam, so Vayivra is extra, it's only extra by Odom. But Gabi Tanina Mena Mufna. But by Taninim there's no Tupsukim, it's only one possible there, by Yivra, Elakim, as a Taninim Magdalim. So therefore, it's better to say that the word by Yetzer is extra for Xerishova, because there is Mufna both Stodim. It's Mufna both by Odom, it's extra both by Odom, and there's also extra by Behema. So Moses says, now, my Mufna got a Behema. What do you mean, where is it extra by Behema? Yelam, if you want to tell me, the Chsiv says, V'yas Lakim as Chayes Oretz, that's one pasuk. Then it says, "Vayiksev vayetzur Hashem lakim minu adam kochayes asada." So it says twice. So the second vayetzur, that's extra. So Moshe says, "No, if so, tanina namish should be the same svara by this big fish also." Afnu Yemufta also says twice. The Yiksev one pasuk says, "Vyes kol remesh radom anything that creeps." Then it says, "Yiksev vayivro lakim es atinim agadaylem." So yeah. So the Chumash, let's say vayivro is also extra. So then, how do you know to say Vayetzer of the Gzereshov is? Maybe from the word Vayivra of the Gzereshov is, and they're both Mufna. So Mura says, no. Remesh, the Chsiv Osam, the Yaboshu. That the first person says, we have called Remesh Radom, it means something that's creeping on the Yabosh, on the ground, not on the in the sea. So therefore, there's only one posting about Taninim. Therefore, the word Vayivra is not extra. So therefore, it's better to say the Gzereshov is R from the word Vayetzer, Vayetzer, because here we'll have them extra in both places. So Mora says, what's the difference? What do I care? If you would have said the word Vayivra is the extra by Nodim, so it's Mufna only by Yodim, so what? So it's only Mufna here, but still, why can't they make the Gzereshova? Like, why is it better to make the Gzereshova from the words Vayetzer, Vayetzer, and then say it's Mufna both Sodim, than make the Gzereshova Vayivra, Vayivra, where it's only open on one side? What's the difference? They're both Gzereshovas. Tomorrow says no. Now, as community, there is a difference. The Yomer of Yudah by Shmuel, Mishum Rav Yishmuel, like this, that Kol Gzeir Shabbos Shein Mufna. Any Gzeir Shabbos is not extra in either tzad, kolikar at all, ain't lemeit of a man, you can't learn out from it, you can't make the Gzeir Shabbos. It has to be extra at least on one side. What's going to be Mufna Mitzad Echad? Let's say it's open on one side, but not on the second side. Then the Rabbi Yishmael, the din is lemeidim v'yemeshivim. You could learn out, and you can't ask any questions. That's called 100% good gzereshava. But the Rabbanan Shita is no lemeidim. True, you can make the gzereshava since it's mufna, it's open on one side. But a meshivim, if you have a question on the gzereshava, you ask the gzereshava, and then we'll say, even though using gzereshava is a lachli, it's a kabbalah, but we'll say you made a mistake on that kabbalah. But let's say it's mufna mishnei tzad. Let's say it's open on both sides. That even according to Chomim, divrei hakol lemeidim v'yemeshivim. Then you make the gzereshava, and even though you have questions, you can't ask the question. You cannot ask the question on the gzereshava. So we're still at this good according to Rabbanan Shita. But for Rabbi Shmuel, ma'ika be'mufnu mitzadech le'mufnu shnei tzadim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's only open on one side, he also says lemeidim v'yemeshivim. Can't ask any questions. So what's the difference if it's open on two sides or open on one side? Like, still back to Kasha, maybe the Gzeir Shava should be from Vayivra, Vayivra. And it's open on one side, that's enough. What's the difference to say it's not enough from Vayetzer, Vayetzer? It's open on two tzadim, on two sides. What's the difference according to Rabbi Shmuel? So Rosh says, yes. Now, if Gemino is like this, if it's open on one side, or Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, and you have another Gzeir Shava to where it's open on two sides. So the svar would be, Shavkina Mufna Mitzadechet, like Mamash our svar here. Leave over this Gzereshova from the words Vayivra, Vayivra, to include Taninim, because from the words Vayivra, it's only open on one side, just by Yodam, it's not open by Taninim. So do not make that Gzereshova, but rather Vayafina Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. It's better to learn out from the word Vayetz, Vayetz, when there it's open on both Tzadim. That's enough to me, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. when you would have a choice of one or two words to make the Gezeirah Shavah, if from one word it's open on both sides, then both sides, that's a better Gezeirah Shavah than the other side. That's why here the Torah said the word vayetzer, extra, both by behemah and by an adam, to tell us that we make this gezeirah shavah from a behemah, from the words vayetzer, vayetzer, yetzer, and not from the word vayivra. Therefore, it's good, Rav Meir, even though he says in our Mishnah that when he shows the miscarriage something looks like a behemah, she used to mayor later. But she has a miscarriage, so it look like a Tanina Magdalen, then she would remain Torah. That's not called a Leda. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.